everybody, and welcome to Conversations, a show where we record conversations we were going to have and upload it to the internet. I'm one of your hosts, Eddie, along with my bro with the most below, Sheps. How's it going,
bro? Going really good.
How's your Charmander drink doing right
now? It's tasty, actually. It's a lot better than the Squirtle one.
Hey, the Squirtle one is my preferred one. We just tried it.
It's funny because we picked the opposite starters, and so I wanted the Squirtle one, but I hate it.
I'm Charmander normally, but Jesus, there we go. All right, yeah, guys, today we are going to be talking about Cyberpunk,
yes.
How they've confirmed there's going to be some free story DLC,
yep.
And multiplayer has actually been confirmed by CD Projekt Red, yep, themselves to be
absolutely
coming soon.
Big news. But before that, if you're new around here, feel free to subscribe. It's free. Smash the like button for the YouTube algorithm and join us on the Discord because we've been having a ton of fun over there. It's legit fun.
You get
great
to see awesome memes like this picture that was created by Mitch. I'm going to put it right here.
Shout out.
Basically, everything in the Discord turns out to Batman versus
it
Superman.
It ends up that way, yeah. But it's a great place to hang out. It's really been a ton of fun.
Yes.
So join us there. Like, subscribe, all that stuff.
Link in
the
description.
Let's talk about CD Projekt Red.
CD Projekt Red. So, for those of you guys that don't know, CD Projekt Red, there was a rumor going around that there was going to be a multiplayer component to it.
No one really believed it.
No one really believed it, but they thought, okay, so what are you guys going to do after you've made this insanely amazing and expansive world?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with that? And people were theorizing that maybe they're going to go the route of GTA Online because they made a huge world and they made a GTA Online thing. But that was all it was, a theory.
Yeah.
There was no confirmation.
Yeah.
CD Projekt Red have officially come out on Twitter now and have said, boom, we are going to be making a multiplayer component that's going to come out after the game comes out for Cyberpunk 2077.
Yeah.
So this is exactly what CD Projekt Red said. They said, until now, the only thing we said about multiplayer is that it was in R&D. As we're getting closer to the launch of single player Cyberpunk 2077 in April 2020, we'd like to confirm that multiplayer is in the works. If you feel like lending your skills, then they've got like a place you can apply if you're a dev and what. And second of all, they go, plan is to now deliver Cyberpunk in April, then follow up with DLCs and in brackets free and single player content. And once we're done, invite you in for some multiplayer action.
So,
yes,
couple of things. One, CD Projekt Red, they made The Witcher games. The Witcher 3 obviously was amazing. It's one of my best games ever. It's in my top three, probably.
Mm-hmm.
The DLC, incredible.
Yes.
Absolutely amazing.
Fantastic.
Easily as good.
I mean, I haven't played it. I was going to play along, but I was like, everybody knows that I haven't played it. Everyone who's watching knows that I haven't played it. Go ahead, continue.
I'll do the rest of this on my own. You can just go and... The DLC is easily as good as the main game.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing. Heart of Stone's really good. Blood and Wine is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So the DLC stuff, I believe, is going to be every bit as good as Cyberpunk 2077. My worry about this multiplayer stuff is that before it was really just rumors, I worry that after the most recent 15 minutes of gameplay we saw, while I liked it, because I was looking for how many options do I have of playing this game? How many different ways?
And there was a lot.
Right. How many different ways can I play it? I wasn't really paying attention to the graphics. And since then, people said, well, look at this stuff. It's clunky. It's not as polished as you would expect it to be at this point.
I was pretty much the same as you. I was very intrigued by all the different types of ways you can play.
That's what I want.
And then someone mentioned, it's like, did you notice the graphics weren't as polished as
before?
And
then you go back and you watch it and you're like, oh, wow, yeah. And then everybody looks wet. Everybody looks like this. They've just finished. They're in a flop sweat.
Mm.
My worry with this is that because the multiplayer shouldn't actually be that difficult because they have all the assets, right? It's not a multiplayer game. They're not having to develop a whole game for multiplayer. Just take your assets, chuck a few different classes in, and now we know it's first person only.
There's this weird thing going on. So someone said that, is it going to be first person or is it going to be third person? They said some cutscenes are going to be third person, but other than that, it's first person completely. And then there was like some weird backpedaling from some devs, and then
it's
very confusing. We'll find out,
it's
I'm sure,
strange.
When we get closer to
that
it.
That makes me worry a little bit that this game is quite significantly behind schedule in the sense that it's nowhere near as polished as it should be. In terms of graphics and stuff, what they're saying about the multiplayer is it's more reason for you to stick around and deal with it as patches and updates come out, because there's decent DLC coming. The game itself will probably be good, but it will look weird. But and that'll get fixed over time. DLC's coming, don't worry. Then you play the DLC and then multiplayer. And that's my worry with this. Otherwise, like, it looks like it could be amazing.
Yeah.
Like, from what we saw in the gameplay, in the footage, the way you can play the games, there's all these different ways to do it. It could be amazing.
A couple of the guys in the Discord, they were all sort of saying like, the multiplayer isn't really interesting to me. I'm more in it for the story, RPGs and whatnot. And also with the third person stuff, a lot of people, including our guys in the Discord and stuff, check out link in the description.
I wanted to
share
play
this plug.
Third person,
they,
I have to say.
They were all like, you get more immersed when it's a third person because you get to see the character. When you're first person, when you move around like that, it does feel a little bit jarring if you're
and
trying to get into a story and whatnot. And I
the
get
Last
that.
Of Us and The Witcher,
yeah,
and God of War 4.
God of War.
These are the three games for how you do storytelling. Mm-hmm. They're all third person. That's how I wanted to play this.
Yeah.
So for me, that's annoying. I guess that's a bit frustrating.
We'll see how it goes. I mean,
hopefully it won't be a problem.
In
hopefully
my opinion,
I'll say I was wrong about that.
While they have shown a lot of gameplay and stuff like that, I still feel like they're playing their cards close to the chest.
Yeah.
I still feel like there's a lot we don't know.
Yeah, it would definitely be better if they, if everybody has worries and it comes out and it's amazing,
yes,
than to do it the other way around.
Exactly.
And bring if it comes out
bring
and
the hype
so
up
great,
rather than down.
If, yeah, exactly. And if it comes out and it's not so great, well, we're kind of expecting it now.
Yeah.
So
we're going to EGX, by the way, this October and whatnot. And Cyberpunk already confirmed to be there. And
yeah,
I've already spoken with their PR people. And I'm hoping to get some time where we can do an interview,
yeah,
ask them some important questions,
yes,
like this. So if you've got any questions, drop
that's
them in
one
the
reason,
comment section.
And join the Discord. That's
exactly
one reason for you to join the Discord, because you can talk to us directly.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get like a really cool video with proper, concise questions where we can ask them and
yeah,
hopefully get some answers
absolutely
to some big things. And by then, they might be a little bit more inclined to talk because it's closer to the release date,
yeah,
and whatnot.
Yeah. They should be getting ready to
exactly
stuff.
I'm not so worried about this because the way that they talk, the language they use, where they're like, the plan for now is to deliver Cyberpunk 2077 in April, then we follow up with DLCs and single player content,
yeah,
and then once we're done, then invite you for some multiplayer action.
The big worry though,
it makes me feel like they're waiting. They're like, okay, this is, don't expect this anytime soon, guys. We
yeah
haven't, we all right, we've come up with the idea, we're gonna do it. It's nowhere near ready.
Yeah.
We're not devoting our time to it yet because we still got the main game to do.
Yeah.
We're going to do that 2 years down the line.
Yeah.
Like, don't even think about it for now, but just be excited something's coming. That's what I'm getting.
People's
from this
big worry with the multiplayer stuff is it going to take away from the story?
Yes.
Right? Because people are playing it for the story. And I heard someone on Discord, I forget who, I'm really sorry, said that hopefully it'll be like Red Dead Redemption 2.
It might have been Dioga.
Yeah, maybe. So you have this amazing game, and also there's multiplayer. If
yeah
you want to play multiplayer, it's there as well,
yeah,
but the focus is the main game. As long as that's the case, I'm happy. If they're right and it takes away from the story, which it shouldn't, but if it does, that's a huge misstep. That's not the way to do this game.
There's two ways. I'm in two minds about it because I'm not particularly attracted to GTA Online,
yeah,
or Red Dead Redemption Online, right? It's fun and it can be fun, but
sure,
that's fun from the players. I
yeah
don't feel like the game itself makes it fun. It gives you the platform to play and then you do wacky things and
yeah
that's what makes it fun.
Yeah.
I'm hoping Cyberpunk is different. What I really want from a Cyberpunk Online is for you to be able to jump in with a couple of mates, not a lot of mates, but a couple of mates,
yeah, yeah,
for you to go, we want to pick up a mission. We want to take down that corpo over there.
Yeah, yeah.
One of you guys is the netrunner. You guys are going to sort out security. One of you guys is the brute. You're going to start busting down like the heavier
stuff.
Exactly,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
stuff like that. And take down, bit like the GTA heists, because they were
mm
the best part of GTA Online.
Yeah, yeah.
Bit like those heists, but really curated missions for multiplayer people.
What
that's
you're
what
describing
I
sounds a lot to me like The Division. You know, if you get missions
yes
from The Division.
That's exactly what I want.
Which that I could see. That
mm-hmm
would be, that would be good. That would be good.
That's what I'm hoping for. People are saying, oh, GTA Online because it's a big world. And I get why you're thinking that.
Yeah.
But does people really want just another aimless place to f*** around and fly a car and stuff like that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would like curated missions for you to join with your friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Division.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Division. I think it'd be
and
quite good.
Take on that as well as you could have some of the opposing force be in other players.
Yes.
So defend and attack kind of roles. That would be cool. Actually, that would be
yeah
really good.
Yeah.
That
you're feeling
be,
it
I'm
now
feeling that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling that. That's great.
Let us know in the comment section if you feel like that's something that you might like
yeah
as well. I said that's just been something that I'm thinking, and I haven't seen much chatter about people talking about that.
Yeah,
so far, it's been what you've been saying. Their initial
concerns.
Because rightfully so. You,
yeah.
The game hasn't come out yet. You want them to divert the time to the main story.
You certainly don't
want
to hear that a game that's still being developed, maybe looks like it's actually not on schedule,
yeah,
is now looking to do another thing.
Yeah.
But if it's that, and it doesn't take away from the story,
yeah,
yeah, sold. Actually,
yeah,
that's a really good idea. Let us know what you think.
And
join the Discord and let us know there as well.
And let us know as well, like, what it is that you feel about this multiplayer. Like,
yes,
do you think it could be as successful, because everyone looks to GTA Online now when it comes to success.
That's the success story.
On top of them making tons of money in terms of microtransactions,
yeah,
these guys, billions of dollars each year and
yeah
whatnot, they're still in the MPD top 10 numbers every single month.
Yeah.
I don't understand how that works every month. Who keeps buying GTA 5 copies? Like, I'm throwing this one out. I'm buying another one.
It's crazy.
So everyone's looking to that, and I understand why people drew the comparisons to that. But do you think it could be as successful, or do you think it could be something better?
I just don't see it being a good comparison. Mm. I think a better comparison is something like The Last of Us or Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah.
And I also worry that The Last of Us had a multiplayer, and a lot of people that played it liked it, but that was the people that played it loved it. Mm. It's a very small group. I worry it's going to be sort of like that.
Okay. All right. All right, guys. Well, that's all the information that we have on Cyberpunk. Yep. I'm really excited, and I'm excited to meet them when it comes to October. That's going to be really cool.
Yeah, we'll be talking to the devs. If you're new around here, the subscribe button's
somewhere around there. I think it's over here. Or it's over there.
So you can press that. It's free. Like the thing. Do the thing. Join the place.
Yes, join the drill. Other place. And we'll see you guys in the next one.
We will.
Catch you later.
Catch you later, bro.
GBs.
Let's try this shit.
All right, let's give it a go. Ocean Bomb orange flavor.
Pear flavor.
It's not great.
Try that.
I don't know if I want to try
it. That orange is hard to do wrong.
Sparkling water orange flavor. Sparkling water by itself is awful. I know,
TV static. Here, try that.
You know that terrible orange, like the cheap orange flavor. That's what it tastes like.
Oh, I think this is better though.
I kind of prefer this.
What?
I prefer this.
I'm normally water type for life as well, but that's bad.
I'm okay with that.
Alright. Swap.
Alright, there we go.
Okay. Looks like Charmander, I choose you.
Okay.
You guys see that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.